A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hi guys, on today's podcast, I am talking to fun in gymnastics expert Gemma Coles, who has created a game that makes conditioning fun. And we're just talking about all things play and adding fun into the tasks that might be a little bit challenging. So here we go. Welcome to the Perform Happy Podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. My guest today is Gemma Coles. She's the creator of the Shuffle Up game that's all about bringing fun to gymnastics conditioning. So welcome to the show, Gemma. It's so nice to have you.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here and nice to be talking to people in the States as yes. I'm from England.
Yes, as the listeners might be able to tell at this point, Gemma's from England.
From my accent.
Yes. And the UK listeners will notice I am not from the UK. I'm from California. So that's what you'll get from me. So Gemma, would you give us a little background on your experience with gymnastics and kind of what brought you to creating this game?
Yeah, of course. I'm a gymnastics coach of sort of over 25 years. I live on the south coast of England in a little place called Bournemouth, where I ran my gym club for a very long time. Gymnastics was just an absolute love of mine from the minute I could move, really. I just loved movement and was really lucky to have some really amazing coaches and mentors. And that was just one really fun element of my life. And when I went to work fairly young, nothing really quite ticked the boxes like gymnastics did. So I knew I wanted to work in gymnastics. I've always been really passionate about it. And the gymnastics club that I went to as a child was really fun, like really fun based. I can remember being in a pantomime. So we call that a pantomime's a Christmas show, if you're not familiar with that in the US. I can remember being in a pantomime. I can remember doing shows, displays, competitions, and just always feeling great about myself whilst doing it. I wasn't a particularly high level gymnast. I would say some of my gymnasts have gone on to supersede me. But I just loved it. And I just wanted to share that same passion with children and with young adults and just almost give back what my mentors gave to me. So yes, I ran that gymnastics club for a long time. And whilst I was there, I wrote a couple of books, which are called the Head Over Heels series of books. And then I started writing a conditioning book and decided I just didn't think it was fun enough. So I made it into a game. And yeah, that's where I am at the moment. So at the moment, I've been launching and just really enjoying promoting the game. So yeah, that's where I am at the moment.
Awesome. Well, I think it's a really nice breath of fresh air how you say basically that you coach the way you were coached and you mentor the way you were mentored. Because I think that in the gymnastics community, that's very much true, but it's not always good that there are a lot of coaches out there who coach the way they were coached. Like when I started coaching, I was firm, I was demanding, I would give conditioning as a punishment, you know, if they weren't going for skills, because that's what was done for me.
So I think that's really wonderful that you had these fun coaches that then inspired you to do the same.
I think that was luck, because even in the clubs that are around us currently, there is a real variety of styles. And some of those styles, when we used to go to county training, I would come across some of those styles of coaching. But yeah, in the actual club that I was in, yeah, it was a little bit more relaxed than some of the other clubs.
And I think it can be a misconception that you can have either performance and outcomes or fun.
Correct.
What's your experience with that? Can they coexist?
Definitely. I think it takes a lot of professional development. So I think you have to go and watch other coaches, and like magpie things, like take the things that you like and emulate them. And then some of the things you're not so keen on or doesn't work with your style, then that's not going to work for you. Courses, not just technical gymnastics courses, like, you know, your communication style, that kind of thing. I think it's really helpful for people to go and explore that a little bit.
Absolutely. It makes me think, talking to you, it makes me think about Simone Biles, and she had a big mental breakdown in 2013, and she went and saw a sports psychologist, and one of her sort of prescriptions was that she had to smile while she trained and while she competed, because when she got serious, she got in her head and things fell apart. So she actually had to, you know, that smile you saw in Rio, you know, that smile we see when she's really having a good time, that actually allowed her to perform. And I've seen this with kids too, that the happier they are, the better they perform. I mean,
definitely
the energy that comes along. So okay, I'd love to talk to you about difference between the conditioning book, which is sort of, you know, Simone minus the smile, doing hard work, switching it into game format. You know, where'd you get that idea? And what's the format? What will people expect with this game?
So if you imagine all the normal sort of drills you do for body conditioning, and, you know, if you do them singularly, so you just do 20 reps of something and then 20 reps of something else, there just isn't the fun in it. And also, you know, most of us know those skills now. You know, we've been in the gym a long time, so we understand those skills. So it was doing what I found my club did best, was making it fun. So alongside those cards that give you all of the technical details for each of the skills, and 14 different games that you can play with those cards. There's dice in there, so some of the games involve a dice, and you can work on your own to beat your own scores, or you can challenge someone else in your family. So it might be that your dad isn't a gymnast, but you can give him green cards, and he can have to do his 5 green cards and you have to do 5 of the red cards. Or you can be creative and use your own 5 skills that you need to practice, that your coach has given you for your conditioning. And then you've both got to do the same amount of reps, but his are much easier and yours are much harder. And then you race each other to see, you know, who's going to win. So yeah, a little bit of a competitive edge in some of the games. Some of them are just purely for fun. You know, some of the things that we love doing, run around the room to music, stop on a card, turn it over and do your conditioning, those kind of things. That's how we've made it from being a book that you can read all about the technicalities to suddenly being a game that you can play.
That gave me so many ideas for my kids. I'm like, oh my gosh, we could do this with chores. We could do this with getting ready in the morning. There's so many applications. And I think it's just to open up the mind to go, well, how can we make this fun? Meanwhile, yes, the windows are getting washed and the clothes are getting folded and the conditioning is getting done and we're getting out the door on time.
Yes. So there's a game exactly like that, that we call assault course. So you have to travel around the house or travel around the area and over and under things. And maybe you could wash the windows as you go past. So yeah, there's all sorts of games like that, exactly that kind of thing, just to try and make you have a bit of fun as you're going, you know, as you're doing these conditioning things. But I think fun and play is what we need to remember about children. So not just children, also like teens. So just having fun and playing is just so important for them. Like the benefits of play are good for their emotional well-being, good for their brain development. And they almost sometimes, the teens and the children need permission to play now, you know, it's like, oh, is it going to be safe to be less serious and not take it, you know, ridiculously seriously? But actually, if they've got their set skills that they need to do and they've been told that they need to practice because it's a certain time of year and it's really important, if they still manage to do it in amongst a game, then isn't that great? And hopefully our games will encourage them to create their own little challenges and amongst it. So then there is the play element in it. So yeah, that's what excites me, is hearing from people that have used our almost tool to create some fun and creativity.
Yeah. Even just thinking about this as a parent or as a coach or as an athlete, you know, if we could get better at asking ourselves that question, how can we make this playful? How can we make this fun? I see it with my mother-in-law when she's with my kids. You know, she sees my two kids fighting and then she goes, oh, what's that over there? And she diverts and she's off into something interesting. Whereas I'm like, stop doing that. Stop doing that. That type of just playfulness, I think, can go a long way in parenting, in coaching, in gymnastics in general. Just a really great reminder, I think, for everybody. Now, other benefits of conditioning. I mean, I'd love to kind of hear your take on if we can make conditioning fun, even outside of the gym, what are some of the benefits that you're seeing from people who are using the game?
So I think with just general conditioning is just reducing the likelihood of injuries. So making sure that they're as fit as possible for these skills that then going on to perform. So yeah, really reducing injury for the children. It's why coaches are asking the gymnasts maybe to do conditioning at home, is to try and, you know, and also if they're able to do it at home, then there's more time in the gym and that kind of thing. So yeah, the real benefits of conditioning just for mental well-being, I think, especially if they're training maybe with their parents or their parents are seeing them doing it and they're not often seeing that in the gym. They're not always able to watch all of the time, or they're not allowed to watch in some of their gyms. So, I mean, parents invest so much in their children, you know, emotionally, physically, financially. And then for their children to be able to show them what they're doing and show them that they're having fun with it, I think that can be as rewarding as maybe sometimes watching the competitions that are, you know, hours on end, and only seeing them for the few short minutes that they perform. Just collaboration with your family, with your siblings, and maybe encouraging people in their families to move. So encouraging their family members to love what they love, and then that shared enjoyment of the sport.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm always telling sport parents to do what the kid wants to do. So my daughter's an artist and I am not an artist. So it takes a little, you know, a little willingness to get out of my comfort zone to sit with her and do art. But it's when I'm sitting there and doing art with her, when I'm coloring, when I'm doing the watercolor, that the floodgates open and she tells me about her life. She tells me what's going on in her life, because it's this bonding and this trust. So my kids are not competitive unless they're, you know, it comes, I think with this situation, they definitely would be. But I think about the, you know, gymnastics parents whose kids do not stop moving. They're never upright. They're bouncing off the walls. They're constantly moving, especially in summer. It's like, oh my gosh, you're driving me insane. You know, imagine the reaction if a parent were to go, I'm going to play this game. You want to join me? You know, and they're like, Mom, your form is terrible. But like,
I tell you one game I really like. It's a game called Fly the Nest. And one of you has to do the skills card and the other one goes for a little run. And you, for the time it takes for the other person to run, you're continually doing it. So the giggles you can have there where you're just about to get back, and then as the mum or the dad, you slow down a bit, you know, and you make them go a little bit longer. And isn't that much nicer than saying, come on, five more reps? Like, isn't that a bit more fun for your child to see that you're involved? Yeah, it's just great. It's just really fun to see. And
hey guys, quick announcement break. Right now, we at Complete Performance Coaching are looking for 5 athletes who are ready to break through their mental blocks for good. If that sounds like you or your child, then sign up for a free consultation call with one of my amazing coaches as soon as possible to see if you're a good fit for our Perform Happy Elite training program. This program includes one-on-one coaching with the world's top mental performance coaches, plus tons of support for athletes and their parents in between sessions. You can sign up today at completeperformancecoaching.com/consult. Talk to you soon.
It's fun to do.
Definitely. And I think when there is fun, it incentivizes the brain to want to do more. I mean, that's our brain wants to feel good. So if we are like, oh, conditioning is going to be hard. It's going to hurt. I don't want to. I'm on vacation. Leave me alone, mom. I don't care that coach sent me with this list of things to do. The last thing I want to do is that.
Yes.
Versus
but changing the mindset is the idea, isn't it? So the whole idea behind these games is to change the mindset of this being a job that's just got to be done to something. Oh, you know, when are we going to get a chance to do that? That would be really good. Let's challenge our new friends that we've just met on holiday to have a go at this. And that's the great thing about the different levels of the games. So you can be doing your child that's a competitive gymnast can be doing the higher level, and then they can be challenging other people to do the lower levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just think there's so many applications. And like you said, the mindset, I think all of happiness and fun is about a reframe that we can look at like, oh, I hate folding laundry. Or I can go, ooh, I get to watch my reality TV while I fold the laundry. You know, it's, oh, conditioning is so boring.
And I think that's a great life skill, isn't it? Like, you know, we're parenting primarily through sport, and you know, and we're trying to develop children, like we are teaching them, right? Okay, you've got to fold the washing, but how are we going to make this like not so tedious? So we're teaching them life skills forever, aren't we, for positive like mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I imagine that it's not, you know, when you win, you don't get a candy bar, you get you know, the satisfaction of winning. Or yes. You know, how do you incorporate the winning concept into the game?
So it will depend how they adapt it themselves, isn't it? So, you know, it may be that, you know, like in our house, it will be, you know, you get out of helping to lay the table later. So I suppose it will depend how people choose to use the game and to play with it. But yeah, it could be anything, couldn't it? Mm-hmm. And not every single one of the games is a win or lose kind of thing. You know, there's just activities that they can do together or on their own, you know, like beating their own score. So, you know, how many days in a row can I do this and how much can I improve each day?
Yeah. Yeah. I know my kids love the personal best. And I've been, ever since they were little, I was always like, we're not competing against each other. We're competing against ourselves. And so can you swim a little farther in the pool? Can you go a little higher on the beam? And, you know, can you bop the balloon one more time than you did last time? Because then they're in competition with themselves and they get to have that satisfaction of improvement, even if it's one extra bop of the balloon. Mm-hmm. So that's great. I mean, I think ultimately with anything that's going to be sustainable, we want to be able to have it just feel great to do it. You know,
yes.
That I win, yay. And that felt really fun. And I want to do it again. Who wants to play? Can we go? Can we do another round? Like that, that's what builds the internal motivation, which then they can take into the gym and go, okay, well, I'm going to challenge myself to this game. Even though the coach isn't challenging me to this game, I'm going to make it a game for myself.
So yes.
Then they're kind of finding that internal motivation, even on the rough days where coach is grumpy.
This game is fairly new to the US, so it's only been launched for about 2 months now. But the feedback we're getting from coaches as well using the game in the gym is great. You know, all coaches, they like to have a new resource, like something new just to change things up. I'm sure some of the games and things that they've used before, but it just, even just the reminder, because you tend to end up doing similar games that you've been doing for years. And then it's just really nice to have some fresh ideas to have a play with. And like I said, like give the cards to the children and then go, right, okay, we've played some games from the box. What can you do? Like add that play element to it. And especially with the more advanced gymnasts, they know what they're doing. So you give them permission to go off and play with it. They're phenomenal. They will come back with great ideas that you can then use. And because they've set it and they've kind of got ownership for it, they're proud of that. It just builds everything. And it just helps with things like blocks or lack of confidence or anything like that. Just giving them an I can kind of activity to do where they can't really fail. And if they fail, then they're just going to fall around laughing. But in amongst that, there'll have been some really good conditioning that's gone on. I think that's why it's been really successful with the coaches as well as the gymnasts.
Yeah, like you mentioned before, the mindset shift of, I think kids in, you know, high-level gymnasts are so used to going, sir, yes, sir. Okay, I'll follow directions, you know, do what I'm told. And then when a coach goes, what do you think? Or what's your idea? Or how would you want to play this? Or what game would you, can you come up with? They go, huh? I have agency here? Or,
yeah.
Or you're scared on that skill. What progression do you think you can do? If you could grab any mats or whatever that you need to set up to make that feel safe to you, what would you need right now? I mean, that's the type of creative thinking that creates longevity in the sport. Because they realize this is a problem that I can solve if I get creative enough. So I think giving kids regular opportunities to be creative as part of the training process could be really wonderful. I mean, just for developing that part of the brain.
Yes, just phenomenal. Just fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, if people want to get their hands on this game, where can they find it?
So the best place to go to is Amazon. Okay, and it's called the Shuffle Up Conditioning Game. And go ahead, go and have a look for it on Amazon. Grab yourselves a copy and give us some feedback. So get in touch with me on social media, Head Over Heels Gymnastics and Shuffle Up Games. And let us know, send us some videos and show us what you're doing with the games. And even if you think it's terrible for some reason or another, which I'm sure you won't, but just tell us so that we can. One thing that was really interesting was trying to adapt it to the American audience. So if the names of anything's wrong, please let us know. And if we can make any improvements like that, then yeah, it's just great. And just would be really lovely to find out where people are using it. Because obviously we're on the south coast of England and primarily it's been mainly used in England. So I'm really excited to start to get some pictures and some videos of people having fun with it. So yeah, please do. Please get in touch.
Great. And we will link to the show notes as well. So in our show notes, we'll have a link to the game. If you guys want to check it out, go on Amazon, scope it out. Well, Gemma, it's been so wonderful chatting with you about the game. I'm all inspired to get more creative and playful in my home and in my coaching. So thank you for that inspiration.
Oh, you're welcome.
For being
it's
here.
Really lovely to be featured. So thank you so much and all the best to everyone listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.